Welcome back to Inside Springfield. Coming up on Monday morning, a theater group will try to get the message across about the dangers of drunken driving, among other concerns, as we are smack dab in the middle of prom season. We check in now with Landon Ballard, part of a theater troupe known as WA.
All right. My name's Landon Ballard. I'm homeschooled. It's my sophomore year of high school. I'm 15 years old, and I'm involved in basketball and the WA troupe.
And this performing arts troupe you're with, I can remember you're trying to get the word out about the dangers out there this season, just in general, kids driving under the influence. If I remember I'm not all that old, at least I'd like not to think so. It almost was laughable for us because in the 80s, the late 80s, the thing they would do is show some film from the 1960s, The Last Prom, and it was campy, and there really was no positive impact, no message. But it seems like you have something that really is more relatable to the youth out there, and I think maybe hits home a little better. Tell us about what you have coming up Monday at Chatham.
Well, I'll just explain what our troupe does. We go to different schools, obviously, and we talk about issues-oriented subjects, cutting, self-harm. We talk about drug abuse, alcohol abuse, bullying, and we do it in a unique way, which is really good for the students to see. We do a bunch of different songs. We sing to the students. We do a dance at the end of the show, a lot of different narrations, some improv stuff, some pantomime. So it's just throw a little bit of everything in there to make the show really exciting and keep the students' attention.
I imagine somehow this probably gets across, maybe you see it when you look in their eyes as you perform, maybe this gets across where I think hearing some 30-something or 40-something official or authority almost sounds like just another public service service announcement. It almost becomes background noise, I guess, for some people. It just doesn't register. But I would imagine that you hear that somehow this hits home, or maybe you connect a little better than others who try to get the same message across.
Yes, I would have to agree with you. We hear a lot of the time that our troupe connects better because it's actually coming from people their age. When you have somebody up there who's, 30, 40, 50 years old telling you, about stuff that's going on now, maybe they don't take them as seriously or they don't pay attention as much because this is someone older who's got authority telling them stuff like that. But when it's coming from someone their age, they relate to them a lot faster and it's just easier to pay attention. And it's really just a better way of communicating what we have to say.
It still hits home in five Springfield area teens killed within a month in three different car crashes. And yeah, I guess as much as anything, the thing you try to chip away at is the fact that others your age might feel invincible. And obviously, we see that too many tragic crashes. I guess that's half the battle, letting people know that, hey, this is life or death when you get behind the wheel.
Well, I think to kind of touch on that, like you said, there's so many teen deaths happening. We're going out into these schools and giving this message so that, that won't be happening as much, so that people think before they act. I think that the most important thing is, and we touched on this in our show, is for teens today, just don't do it. Because even if you might think, well, I'm just going to do this once or do that once, and it's just going to be fun and whatever, that will turn into something that you do daily and will get you killed.
Anything else we need to know or anything else you'd like to say?
Nope, I don't think so. I think we pretty much covered everything. If you want to know more about our troop, you can go to our website.
And Landon, that website is mwah.net, M-W-A-H.net. Thanks again to Landon for joining us on Inside Springfield.